You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Over 70 Canoe families representing more than 100 tribes traveled to the homelands of the Muckleshoot tribe for this year's canoe journey, the first since 2019. NWPB's Lauren Gallup spoke with some tribal members who came all the way from their homelands in Canada.
Drew Blaney and his canoe family pulled onto Alki Beach after a long trip on the water through the Salish Sea.
We've been on the water for about 11 days now. I can't believe it. You know, it feels like we just left our shores.
This isn't Blaney's first canoe journey.
Yeah, I've participated in quite a few journeys. We started coming regularly back in 2007 after the Pedal to Lummi. We had one canoe. Now our nation has four or five canoes, so we've really grown a lot over those years.
Blaney is from the Shlamin Nation, which is 5 hours north of Vancouver on the Sunshine Coast.
When you get out on the water on those early days, you know, the water is glass calm and you set out for your destination. And, you know, all you could think about is your ancestors that have come before you that have done this for thousands of years.
The journey takes tribes along ancestral highways within the Salish Sea and its tributaries. Blaney grew up hearing stories about his grandfather paddling in a dugout canoe.
I always wanted to be, you know, like that, you know, get into our traditional canoes on our traditional highways. And, you know, so after our first journey, it was, you know, every year we just needed to go again.
16-year-old Dude Lennon is no newbie to canoe journeys either.
Yeah, I've been going for like most of my life.
But as he's gotten older, he says he feels more of a responsibility.
But it also feels like spiritually moving in a way, in the sense where like it'll take you from like what you're used to like all this paddling for like hours on end, and it's like it teaches you a lot about perseverance.
Lennon, also from Canada, says the journey is physically exhausting and takes willpower to push through. But for the teen, it is a lot of laughing and joking around.
Yeah, I'm related to pretty much everyone here, yeah. I can't really spot anyone I'm not. I'm related just to them. Even if I don't, not through blood, like, I'm related to them either way. My brothers, ancestors, yeah.
Nancy Pat Charlie is an elder from the Stalis Nation who pulled alongside her children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews.
This just makes my day to be able to do the paddle. I never thought I'd ever really do it.
Charlie's canoe traveled from Stalis Nation lands in Canada down the Fraser River to Chilliwack, Semiahmoo, Birch Bay, and through to Lummi.
It's hard to describe the feeling. I felt emotional coming in and just seeing all of our people, because it's time for us. It's time for us to celebrate who we are.
For generations, Charlie says Indigenous peoples' traditions and ways of life were suppressed through colonization. The songs, dance, and drumming that mean so much to them were pushed down. Now, Charlie says that's changing.
It's time for our people, as Indian people, Native people, to regain our rightful place, that we have an inherent right.
She was instrumental in making sure her people participated in the paddle. She says relatives told her how powerful and spiritual taking part in the canoe journey is. Charlie says the sky is full of her ancestors.
They're rejoicing because we're finally becoming a whole person again, with our rightful place to have our singing and drumming.